Jesus uses an image familiar to the people of his day to make a point about spiritual leadership. Those who listen to Jesus are led to abundant life. The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday of Easter is recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, good morning. Great to see everyone today through the gift of technology. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is always Good Shepherd Sunday. And today in our gospel reading from John, we hear some words from Jesus, "I am the gate." So I thought today I would bring in my homemade cardboard gate. And so I hope you can see it at home. It's, after all, not the most beautiful thing, but it is a gate. And it talks, I think, very poignantly about life today. We're used to having gates wide open, where we can come and go as we please. We like that. We like to be able to be free and do as we would like to do. But as you well know, for some time now, gates have appeared. For a long time, schools have been closed, churches are closed, businesses are closed. Gates seem to be coming up everywhere you look. And even now, with some limited openings, you and I are all well aware when you go anywhere, things are very different. There's little gates on the floor everywhere. Duct tape of different colors, 6 feet apart. Little gates that say, "Do not pass here." That's what life is like lately. Life with lots of gates. But this morning, Jesus gives us a fresh perspective on gates. Jesus says, "I am the gate." So let's look here and see, what does that mean? Jesus says, "I am the gate." But you'll notice it's a different kind of gate, isn't it? "Hey, I can see you." And you know, Jesus comes right into where you and I are. He comes right into our secure place, and he prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Now, you and I know that right now we have an invisible enemy, an enemy we cannot see, but an enemy nevertheless. But today I want you to remember, don't forget, Jesus is a new kind of gate. He comes into where we are and sets a table for us and says to you and me, don't be scared. Don't worry. I'm with you, and I set a table in front of you. I will continue to feed you with my word. Soon I'll feed you again with my very body and blood. I will take care of you. Let's remember that today as we think of Jesus, the gate. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, one thing we all have in common as human beings is this. We all have our own quirks. Now, I've got quite a few quirks, but here's one of mine. It could be summed up with that phrase, champagne tastes and a beer budget. Here's how it works for me. I tend to buy used Cadillacs for my daily ride. Cadillacs that are 4 or 5 years old, cars that have depreciated to the point where they cost less than a new entry-level car. And so that's how I balance it out. That's how I feed that champagne taste and beer budget. Now, my wife, Cindy, also had the same quirk. And so when I would do hospital calls in Fargo, if she was able to go, she'd want to come along. Just drop me off at Dayton's or DeLondresi's at West Acres and take your time. That's how that worked. But when she was in those stores, she always went to the clearance section, where she would find something that would suit a champagne taste on a beer budget. Now, of course, this means that our daughter, Michaela, inherited the exact same quirk. Now, most of you know, I've told you before, that her go-to store is Target. But she likes to say Target. It gives it just a little extra cachet. But that's not her favorite store. Her favorite store is Anthropology on Grand Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's an upscale boutique for younger professional women. But again, she goes online and she checks out their clearance section. So that's how we balance that out in our life. That's how we do it. This is leading me up to a little story I'd like to share with you this morning. Every summer, my wife and I would take a summer vacation. As a pastor, it's hard to go anywhere during the school year, so in the summer, we would always go south. As native North Dakotans, we wanted to really thaw out. So we would go to Las Vegas, we would go to Mesa, Arizona, or we would go to Southern California. Now, you would think most people would take in the tourist sites. But you know what our favorite thing to do was? We would go to models of custom homes that were being built for gated communities. That's what we really like to do. We would do that because my wife could pick up all kinds of decorating ideas. And these places were unbelievable. Just the size of them, the way they utilized colors, the fabrics used for window treatments, the wall coverings, the carpets, the furniture, everything was just incredible for us. I remember I would occasionally make snide comments to my wife while standing in this kitchen that had probably a 20-foot-long marble countertop. I said to her, "I'd really be embarrassed if someone came into the kitchen while I was toasting some Pop-Tarts." But that's how it was. And I learned something every time we went. I didn't know that the towels that you put on the towel bars in the bathrooms were really towels that are never to be used. They're just for show. When you'd go into the bathrooms in these homes, the towels would even have little cords on them of different contrasting color with tassels. It was beautiful to look at, but not very practical. One thing sticks out in my mind, though. Whenever we left those homes, those gated communities, we would make the comment, "Wouldn't that be the life? Wouldn't that be the life? To have your own private oasis behind a gate, a sanctuary, knowing that you were safe, knowing that everything was great. Wouldn't that be the life?" Now, Jesus today comes and says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Boy, to me, one of those kinds of homes in a gated community would really be an abundant life. But I would be so wrong. Jesus does not look at life like this. Jesus has different definitions. There are many Greek words for life that Jesus uses. One of them is bios. Bios, from which we get the word biology, the study of life. Now, bios refers to our bony, bloody, fleshy body. But Jesus doesn't use that word today. He says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Greek word for life in that verse is zoe. Now, zoe means relationships. I have come that they might have relationship life and have it abundantly. How does that work? Well, as I said, Jesus is a different kind of gate. Jesus says in the gospel today that they come in and go out and find pasture. Abundant life for Jesus is not being safe and secure behind a closed gate. No, it's going out into the world and having relationships that connect us. Now, this past week, Pastor Mark has lifted up the question, what are you lamenting right now in your life? It's a wonderful question. Because I think at its heart, it gets to relationships. Now, this past week, the Worship and Music Board met via Zoom with Pastor Mark. And in the context of that meeting, this came up. the people on that board are also friends. They are connected with one another. And Zoom just doesn't do it. They're missing that connection. I'm missing all of you today. I'm missing the connection. And we hope that in time we'll be able to celebrate life together again. But in the meantime today, I want you to remember that Jesus is always about the business of connecting us with one another. Maybe right now is an opportunity for us as the church to find new ways to make connections. This can also be a time of blessing. Let's all of us look for new ways to connect. And maybe then when we are physically able to be close again, we will appreciate what Jesus means when he says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." We will know and we will be thankful for what abundant life means. But in the meantime, remember, in all our connections that are made with one another, Jesus is at the very center. He is the core that holds all of us together, together as the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.